Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. And if you're joining us, I think it's important to listen to the previous messages on the subject, God's wrath versus devil's scheme. And again, I chose this topic and kind of derailed from the teaching which we originally had, which had to do with goal setting and managing your time because of what we're going through as a nation, and actually as many countries are going through the same thing, a tough trial. Caused by a virus, coronavirus, and there's every effort being put out there to take this, keep this under control, and for our lives to go back to normal. But as of now, we still have some ways to go. So hopefully, these teachings will help you keep your mind focused on God and His promises and His love for you, and you'll get through it and you'll come out of it healthy and strong. I mentioned that in my previous teaching that some people might question if God is sovereign, and if He's sovereign, why is this happening? Why is a virus causing, wreaking havoc on people's lives? Why is He allowing it? And it's a legitimate questions, and when there are questions, definitely. We want to have answers. Somehow we'll come up with an answer, whether it's true or not. And like I said, I've seen a lot of postings on social media that they're saying this is God's will. This is a wake-up call because people have sinned and turned from God, and God is punishing people, or He's getting their attention. So I kind of want to address what Scripture has to say about that being God's sovereign. And I did share with you guys that God loves you. God loves every single human beings on the face of the earth, and His will is for them to be saved. And He will try to get them saved, but He's not going to force anybody to follow Him. It's going to be a choice. It has always been a choice. But I want to share with you guys a verse. It's 2 Peter 3:9. It says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So let me read it again. It says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." It is God's will for every single person, since life is from God, every single person ever born to be saved. Okay, to turn their heart to God, to be saved, to make Jesus their Lord and Savior, and when we shed this earthly body, for them to be reunited with God for eternity. It is not God's will for people to go to hell and for eternity be condemned to hell. That's not God's will, but He has given us a choice. So, you might want to question yourself, ask yourself, if God is sovereign and it is His will for everybody to be saved, then why isn't everybody saved? The Bible says everybody will not go to heaven, everybody will not be saved. Why is that? If God is sovereign, He can make it. Isn't that His will? We just read that it is His will. He doesn't want anybody to perish. But that's not what's going to happen. Even though He's sovereign, yes, He's sovereign over all, but He's still given people a choice, a free will. He's not going to take that back. That's the decision He made. He didn't make robots. He made humans because He wanted humans to choose Him, to willingly follow Him, not by force. Okay, He's not going to make us. He didn't make robots. He didn't make machines. He made humans in His own image. Deuteronomy 30:19, I've quoted this many times in the past, but I think it's relevant in this teaching as well. It says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live." So the Lord is saying, I have witnesses against you, but pretty much the gist of this message is I'm giving you a choice. You can choose the right way or you can choose the wrong way, but it is your choice. And I will show you the right way, but again, you have to choose. Right? So some people will choose not to follow God. Some people will choose not to believe that God has forgiven, if they choose to believe in Christ and that their sins have been forgiven and that they can live a full life, and when they die, they will be united with God. Some people, they say, "I don't believe that. I can't believe that. They choose not to believe. So God is not going to force those people to follow him. And what's going to happen to those people? Well, it's not the same thing that's going to happen to believers will not happen to them. Revelation 3:20 says, "Here I am, stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." In other words, Jesus is saying, I'm knocking on the doors of your heart. These, you know, you don't know who's praying for you. Hopefully somebody is, right? For you to, if you're not saved, or if you're saved, but you're really not a follower of God, that you will seek him with all your heart and be his follower. But God is not going to give up on people. Continually, till the day they'll die, he will be knocking on the door of their heart so they can receive him, so they can be reconciled back to him. It's like a parent who lost a child. You know, the love that a parent has for that child is irrelevant of what that child does or doesn't do. Even when they make mistakes, even when they're mean to their parents, even when they leave, the parents' hearts ache when a child hurts. So even though there are people in the world that may be wicked, that may be far away from God and God's love for them, but God still has a love for them, and he would still be knocking on their heart for they to accept God. But some will not. Till the end, they will reject and refuse. And then there's nothing God can do for them because they refuse to receive the gift of salvation. So their sins will not be counted against them, because there is a rat. There is a price to pay for sin. So for believers who believe and receive the gift of salvation, the price for sin has been paid and their sins will not be counted against them. They're washed. When God looks at them, they see them righteous. But for the ones who choose not to believe, there is a price for sin that will be paid. There is a wrath coming. And like I said, read Revelations and you'll know how the story ends. So for people that say God is sovereign, he's absolutely sovereign, but there is definitely a choice to be made. People make their own choices. They choose to follow the right path or the wrong path. They choose to be good or wicked. They choose to be influenced by whatever they choose to. And that's why we are living in a broken world. Adam and Eve chose to go against God's word and disobeyed him. And that's how sin entered the world. You know, the Bible says that Satan is the king of air. When he tempted Jesus after he was fasting for 40 days, he stood on the top of the mountain. He showed him the whole city and he said, "This is my kingdom. You know, bow to me and I'll give it to you." Well, who gave it to devil? Did God give it to him? Did God hand it over to devil? No, Adam and Eve did. You know, it was like they turned the key over to him, and by submitting themselves to him and believing him and instead of God. So let's not blame God for all the brokenness that is in the earth, for all the evil and bad things that happen on the earth. It is not God. It is the sin that entered the world caused brokenness. And it is the devil and all the demonic forces that are behind people that do wicked things. I mean, even when there's natural disasters, people blame God. If there's tsunamis, if there's earthquake, oh, God is mad at us. God is punishing us. Well, let's see what the Bible says about the nature. There's actually a great scripture on that, if I can find it. But anyway, I guess I can't find it right now and I don't have it memorized. But I will have that verse for you guys next time, because it talks about that the whole creation is in pain and it's groaning because of sin. I'm sure some of you guys have heard it. And actually, I found it. It's in Romans 8:22. It says, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time." So look that up yourself. Romans 8:22. It says the whole creation has been groaning. Why is creation groaning? Creation, Mother Nature, why is it groaning? And the pains of childbirth. Because of sin, because of the brokenness that's in the world, that is on the earth. It wasn't supposed to be this way. God didn't create it this way. He created it perfect. So even the creation is in pain because of the sin. So yes, there is brokenness. There is bad things that happen, but it is not God making those things happen. It is the brokenness in the world, and it again, it's the devil and all the demonic evil spirits behind people who take action that are evil, that hurt other people. So I just my suggestion is let's stop blaming God. God is a good God who loves his kid, who loves his kids, who wants to take care of them and provide for them. He wants to draw them into his arms. And let's blame who the accuser. You know, the Bible says the accuser of the brethren is Satan. Let's blame the right people or the right forces that are responsible for these. And you know, the Bible says, for our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual principalities, forces of the dark world. So hopefully that brought some clarity to the stuff that we see out there on social media, that God is punishing people. This is God's wrath, that God can control this. If he's not, this is his will. This is his will for people to get coronavirus and die and to for all this panic. No, this is not God. Please, let's not blame God. Blame the devil and his followers. Blame sin, but don't blame God, and be thankful and grateful, and actually bring your worship to God. Bring your thanksgiving to God for his goodness, and thank him and bless him for all the good things that are in your life. Okay, so I think I might have one more teaching on this, and then we will end this teaching. And until then, God be with you and God bless you.